Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Empowerment 365. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rome, coming to you live for another empowerment session. I want to thank you for joining me today. And before we get started, as always, we begin with the empowerment pledge. And that pledge is simply, I will work on myself. I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. I will welcome growth within myself by acknowledging that I am becoming better every day, just one day at a time. And if you will, just acknowledge that you're becoming better, that you're doing the work of working on yourself. If you're taking those steps, if you're striving to become, and just analyzing and looking at yourself for just a moment, looking at your shortcomings, and then saying, I am making a commitment today to doing the work of working on myself. And that's the pledge. It's just taking that pledge to yourself and for yourself and saying, hey, I am committing to doing the work of working on myself. And what does that take? It takes a commitment. It takes commitment to yourself, to communicate with yourself about what it is that you want in your life and who you want to be. And so make that commitment today to making that change, to making that difference in your own life. And sometimes we're looking for other people outside of ourselves to do that work, but it takes work on your part, on your behalf. And I'm asking you today to make a commitment, a sound commitment, to focusing on you. And so we'll transition into the first piece of our program, which will work on gratitude. You want to start each day with gratitude. Start each day with gratitude in your heart, saying to yourself, I'm going to be thankful for the things that I do have. And you start that gratitude with your life and your health. And as you begin to become thankful and to become humble for just your health. How about that? Let's just start with being thankful for our health. And there's so many things that we desire and that we strive for in life, but sometimes we just don't look at the simple things that we do have. And so as we strive for more and want more, just how about examining yourself again and looking at those things that you do have? And so as you humble yourself and as you reflect for just a moment on your life, how about just being thankful that you have health, that you can see, hear, touch, taste, smell, and what that means to your life? And then let's find time for forgiveness, forgiving others for the things that they've done and said to you that were hurtful, and being able to just love yourself. How about forgiving yourself today as well for the things that you've done and said? How about taking a moment out to say, you know what, I'm going to clean the slate today and start over with a fresh, renewed mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you can start your day with gratitude, humility, and forgiveness. And this is all about having a peaceful life, but peacefulness starts from within. And so you have to begin to look at yourself and love yourself and make that commitment every day to working on yourself, because your health is your wealth, and you have to do it mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. Those are the areas that you have to look at in your life. And so the empowerment is taking that opportunity to look at yourself, to examine yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually to create balance in your life. How do you do that? You begin to create balance by trying to maintain mental and emotional balance in the things that you do and think yourself. And it begins with just loving yourself. How often do we take time out to develop a strategy that has you to be in the driver's seat about what it is that you're going to do with and for you? A lot of times we look for that assistance from other people, but with this empowerment process, it is solely and squarely on you. It's on you to do the work. And will you make a commitment today to do the work of working on yourself, working on your mind, working on your heart, working on your feelings, working on your moods, working on your emotions, working on your feelings? That's right. Let's take that time to look at yourself. And then focus. Focus on those things that you know are important, right? And we got to look at our P's. We got to look at our priorities. And can you or will you look at your P's and examine your P's? And the P's are priorities. Are you doing what's most important? And are you putting yourself first in your life? You got to examine your priorities, and you have to make yourself first. You have to make yourself special. I know we want other people to do it, but in this game called life, you got to do it for yourself. And so this is a bootstrap moment where you pull yourself up by your own will, identifying with your own strengths and your own abilities, right? And being able to assess your weaknesses and say, okay, I have some limitations there, but how can I overcome those limitations? By simply working on myself and developing a plan and a strategy and then executing that plan, right? The more that you execute your plan every day, the more that you work on yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, that change will come. And the last thing is faith, right? And so there's faith, right? And that faith is that belief, right, in yourself, in your God-given talents and abilities, that you can be successful at anything that you put your mind to. Let's think about that for a minute. I'm willing to examine myself enough to walk in faith in my own gifts and my own talents and my own abilities. But you got to believe in yourself. You have to believe in that God-given talent and ability that's within you. And so you have to do the work of working on yourself. How do you do that? You have to sit and have quiet periods. You have to sit and begin to examine your issues and your concerns. You're going to have to do the work of cleaning your slate. And again, making that personal commitment to do the work of working on yourself. So my question today is, what's that one thing? And you'll always hear me ask this question because you have to ask yourself this question. What's the one thing, that one thing that I know I need to work on and change about myself? What's that thing that I need to change, that I need to focus on, that keeps me out of balance mentally, physically, and emotionally? What's the one thing, my friends? And what do I need to do today to begin to focus on me? I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to work on my issues. I'm going to get better. I'm going to do that today by simply trying to be the best person I can be, by simply just working on myself. I'm starting today. If you would make a commitment to start right now and working on yourself, and that's all that you need, just say, today I will. I'm going to do just one thing. I'm going to make a commitment. I'm going to make an agreement with myself that I'm going to simply try to work on myself today. And now for your empowerment message. There are four things that you need to do today to begin to work on yourself. The first one is awareness, right? And so as you continue to work on yourself and resolve issues, you have to become aware of those issues, right? And as you become aware, you then have to get to recognition. So the first one is awareness, and the second one is recognition. And the recognition phase is recognizing the things that you need to be aware of in order to make change. So in order to get to recognition, you have to acknowledge that there's something going on that is either blocking your vision for yourself or for your future, or you need to change in order to make some things happen. And so once you get to that recognition, you come to an acknowledgement. And when you acknowledge that, that's that aha moment. I'm acknowledging that there's some things that I need to change that's been blocking my angle or my view on what I need to do to become the best person that I could be. And once you make that acknowledgement, that recognition of the awareness of the thing that you need to change, then you can go into the process of making that adjustment. So again, take time to find awareness of those things that you need to work on and change, recognizing those things and bringing them forth within yourself and saying, hey, I need to acknowledge that there's some things that's going on, and then begin to make those adjustments. And when you begin to make those adjustments and those changes in your life, then things will start to happen in your favor. So dredge, and it's hard work. It is. Nothing's going to come easy in this life. But if you will be willing to take the steps, things will begin to happen for you and doors will open for you. And don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to work on yourself. Don't be afraid of what's behind door number one, and that is working on yourself. Walk through that door. Become fiercely motivated to work on yourself. Those are the four keys today: awareness, recognition, acknowledgement, and then adjustment. Adjust those things that you know that you need to do to make a difference in your life. Make yourself a priority today and every day. And now, for our final segment, is a transition into our relaxation and stress reduction periods. So what I would like for you to do is just sit very comfortably and quietly and take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. I want you to just relax your face. Just say, I am present. Think that. Close your eyes and just relax and be present. Just be in the moment, no worries, no cares, no frustration, no obligation, no commitment. Just a commitment to just being present with yourself. You don't have to do anything other than just be consciously aware that you're there. And now focus on just your breath coming in and out. Don't try to control it, just be. And if you will, now just take a deep breath in and just let it out slowly. Just let it all the way out and just relax. And I just want you to mentally relax your mind and just think for a minute, I am okay just the way I am. I am motivated and inspired and empowered to become the best person that I can be, but I have to reckon myself first. I have to get with me. And if you're willing to do that today, things will change in your life. Take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. That's it. And just relax your mind and relax your body and be at peace. And find that peace running through your body from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Relaxing your shoulders. Breathing in and letting it out slowly and relaxing your abdomen and down to your legs and your thighs and down to your feet. This is a great day to begin to work on yourself. Every day is. It is 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm your main man, Marvin Roan, coming to you live once again. Join us on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. Join us on Empowerment Saturday. Saturdays at 3 o'clock right here on the Empowerment Network. Become the best person that you can be. The key to African-American empowerment is working on yourself. And if you could do the work of working on yourself today and every day, things will change. Because when you change, your community changes. And you do that by changing your mind. If you can change your mind, you can change your thoughts. And if you can change your thoughts, you can change your heart. And if you can change your heart, you can change your life. It's Marvin Roan. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I will talk to you soon. Peace. Up there beyond the sky. It's been
coming, but I know